Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And joining us right now, from my understanding, he's on the road to Cincinnati right now. Our resident general manager, Vinny Serrato. Vinny, are you staying in Cincinnati when you get there, or are you staying in Kentucky?
No. Tonight, I'm leaving after practice and driving to Pittsburgh. I stayed in Cleveland last night, and now I'm on 70. It's weird. I don't have to be there till 3, and I'm in no hurry, but just automatically, Rob, when you're on 71, the car just goes 80 to 85.
Is this automatic? Isn't that weird how that happens? That's what I try to tell you. You were criticizing me, but you couldn't help. Now, Vinny, when you hung up last night, the reason why I asked you where you're staying, because Cincinnati / Kentucky, we're infamous around there, largely because that's where you throw wine menus at people.
Right, right, because they didn't have good wine. They had the $25 bottle, right, Ed?
Yep, exactly.
Now, see, people accuse me of telling these stories behind your back, and I try to tell them, no, I'm not. Vinny, I will say it while he's here, and he will own it.
No question about it.
He will own these stories.
I'm a wine snob.
There you go.
Although, you know what? I had a great meal last night at Browns training camp. Me and Hugh had dinner, and the cafeteria where they eat, I mean, we had barbecue, salmon, catfish. Mm. I made a salad and put that on it, and everything is marked, like how healthy it is and calories and all that kind of stuff for the players.
Is that new in the NFL? Because I was at Jets training camp last week. It was the same deal. I wonder if they're doing that everywhere now, because everything was healthy. And like, you know what you were getting.
Yeah, they marked it.
Yeah.
I did not see anything fried.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't either.
So how was the catfish? Smoked?
No, the catfish was grilled
with
lemon pepper. And then they also had catfish with Old Bay on it.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, and then they had different types of salmon. They had hamburgers. I mean, it was – I said, Hugh, where do the players eat? He said, they eat here afterward. And I got a tour of the facility. I mean, the weight room's like a college weight room. You know, I mean, it looks like a recruiting tool. And then the training room's spectacular. I mean, they got a lap pool, you know, and all these guys were in the jacuzzis and stuff, the sauna. It is spectacular. And the locker room, amazing.
That's awesome. Hey,
Vinny, so what – You did get to see them practice. How did Brock Osweiler look?
Osweiler, you know what? Talking with you, he's improved his footwork a ton. You know, he's tall. He's got kind of a weird delivery, almost kind of a sidearm delivery. It comes out kind of slow. But he is the farthest one along right now. I mean, and I was talking to Greg Williams, too, and Greg said the same thing, that Osweiler gives them the best chance to win right now. And that's why Osweiler is starting first preseason game, and we'll see how he does. I think the only way Kaiser looks good, though. I mean, he can throw it. He stands tall in the pocket, but he's just not ready yet. He hadn't seen enough defenses, hadn't read defenses enough, and doesn't get the ball out quick enough at times because he's still, you know, mentally not there yet. He doesn't see things as quick as Osweiler. Cody Kessler got no arm. I mean, to me, he stinks.
Yeah, you need to read a relay throw to throw some of the passes you need to throw in the NFL. Here with Vinny Serrato, who's on the road to Cincinnati. Vinny, I want to reel it back to the Ravens a little bit. I mean, when the preseason starts, the guys that you want to see, not the guys that you know are going to make the team, but some of the other guys that you're curious about. Number 88, Quincy Adebojo, is a receiver out of Mississippi that I'm interested in. 6'3", ran a 4.4 40 at the combine. Did you see him in camp? And if so, what was your impression?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he got some body control, Rob, and he's able to separate some. The guy that I want to see is Tim White.
Yep, that's the other guy. That's the other guy.
Yeah, because they use him a lot on returns and stuff, and he showed up. And that's what, when you're watching young guys and guys you don't know, you want to have to look down at the roster and say, who made that catch? You know, like there was one guy yesterday at the Browns practice. I told Hugh afterwards, I said, Hugh, 81 kept showing up. 81 kept showing up. And he says, you're right. You know, I mean, you know, if I just compare the teams a little bit, Rob, like the Browns' offensive line is much better than the Ravens' offensive line. Browns' tight end, but the valve kid he's like Chris Cooley. And then the Njoku, super athlete. You know, I like their tight ends, better receivers. I like the Ravens' two receivers much better. You know, Britt's a big physical guy, and then Coleman, for some reason, he can't run. You know, I mean, he looked just like a guy. So I wasn't that impressed, you know, with their receivers. Quarterback, Flacco's in. Flacco's better than Osweiler, what they have. At running back, I would say the Browns probably a little bit better. Defensively, Myles Garrett. I mean, I thought Tim Williams was good. Myles Garrett's a freak.
Did he play against Joe Thomas at all?
Joe Thomas didn't practice yesterday.
Okay.
Ed, I mean, he had, in pass rush drill, he did a spin move like Bruce Smith. I told Greg Williams, I said, Greg, you see that? He said, yeah. I mean, they couldn't. He was unblockable. I mean, whoever the Ravens have to block him, I mean, he's, what, 6'5", 6'6", and he's ripped, and he's 275 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's a super nice. He stayed afterwards, signed autographs for everybody on one side. Then as he's walking off, the fans on the other side are yelling for him. And then he went over there. He probably signed autographs for probably 40 minutes after.
Yeah, that's awesome that the kid gets it. Vinny Serrato on the road. It is AFC North training camp. He's taking his tour. What do you expect to see from Cincinnati today?
Well, the biggest thing I want to see is the offensive line, because that's their biggest question mark, the tackles. And that's the biggest thing for when they play the Ravens. You know, I think whichever offensive line plays better, that's the team that's going to win that game. So I'm anxious to see the offensive line of the Bengals, because I'm not impressed with the offensive line of the Ravens. You know, I mean, skill position-wise, you know, the Bengals got a bunch of players. You know, Mixon, I hear, looks good. I'm anxious to see him, you know, and Hill, and, you know, and Ross is dressed, but he's not practicing yet. Eifert. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see them and be able to compare. Because, like, when I watch the Browns, like, defensive line-wise, the Browns are more athletic-looking than the Ravens. The Ravens are more powerful, you know, with, like, basically 1,000 pounds up front. And, I think it's pretty interesting watching. And then Greg Williams still the same Greg Williams. He don't care if they're fans there or whatever. He's still hollering and screaming and F this and F that, or no problem whatsoever.
So basically you're telling me that the margin, the talent margin between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns has been narrowed a little bit. It's not as much of a gap as it used to be. Is that what you're saying?
Secondary-wise, the Browns are not that good. I mean,
Joe Hayden.
He kind of reminds me of Sean Springs. You know, he's lost a step, but he's very physical. He's super smart. Knows how to play the defenses, knows when to gamble, and if he gets his hands on you, he's going to tie you up. You know, but I think you can run by him. Linebacker-wise, you know, I believe Mosley's better than Collins. And in a defensive front, Garrett would probably be better talent-wise than anybody else. But this is your defensive line. Shelton's not as good as Williams. You know, and then...
Wait a minute. Suggs is what?
What's that?
Did you say something about Suggs?
No, I didn't say anything about Suggs.
You broke up there.
Suggs is still a good player, but, you know, he's on the downslope where Garrett's on the upslope. But to me, what they'll do is, you know, they don't really have another rusher, didn't look like to me, that really scares you. So then you just double Garrett.
Okay.
You know, and that's probably what they'll have to do.
So overall, what'd you think, you know, of the Browns? Because I'm looking at them. The Raiders were like, you know, one of the best young talent teams, and so just overall, like, what was your impression of them now that you've seen the Ravens camp for a while, looking at the Browns? As Rob said, did they close the gap? And, you know, not position by position, but are they, you think they're 1-15 team again, or are they going to be better?
Nah, I'm thinking that they can win 5 or 6. They can win 5 or 6. I think that's good progression. I mean, they need to have an outstanding draft next year to get some explosive players. They need some playmakers. You know, the only playmaker offensively, I don't really know that they have a playmaker offensively. You know, Njoku, possibly a tight end. And DeValve, the other kid, you know, he's got great hands. And, you know, like I said, he's like Cooley. But, I mean, they're narrowing, the offensive line they put money into. You know, defensively, they're not there with the Ravens yet. Young talent, a lot of their guys, you know, they have no depth whatsoever defensively. And to me, that's, you go back to their draft 2 years ago where they took 17 guys. You know, I mean, that's what's killing them is a lot of those guys aren't really that good of players. So they had a good draft this year. They need a solid, they need an outstanding draft next year. And if Kizer is the guy, you know, then they'll be on the way up. Then they've got a chance, you know, to go from five possibly to, you know, nine the following year.
Our resident GM, Vinny Serrato. Vinny, safe travels for you, man. And, you know, if you get pulled over, remember, tell them, I wasn't speeding, officer. I was qualified.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. I'm going to tell him I know Ed Norris. Because I know Ed. Well, only if it's a female cop, I'll say it's Ed.
Hey, it's worked for you before. What the
All right, Vinny, have a good one, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.